Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. As Christians, we are a reflection of Christ, the light in a very dark world. Help us to shine for Jesus. Father God, you have blessed us with your love and the greatest gift of all, salvation. By your grace, you have given light to us, allowing us to see and understand your forgiveness. And your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And Lord, as you gave me a glimpse of those white rocks on the seashore as a picture of how we as Christians are to stand out in the dark world around us, please let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, my Lord and my rock. I ask that your Holy Spirit make your word come alive in the hearts and lives of those listening today. I ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Light on a hill that cannot be hid, a I fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? Though an host of men were laid against me, yet shall not my heart be afraid. And though there roars a war against me, yet will I put my trust in Him. For in the time of trouble, He shall
You are listening to Call to Worship. When you are logged into Facebook, look us up, facebook.com/calltoworship with Gary Robey. Please make a note of it, facebook.com/calltoworship with Gary Robey. One benefit of checking our page is that I post the weekly topic and devotion for the next week's program, and you'll see comments from some of our other Facebook followers. When you're in your Twitter account, search Twitter for us, @call, followed by the number 2, then worship Him. That's @call2worship Him. You'll find inspirational thoughts and scripture to help keep you focused on our Lord. @call2worship Him. Our website provides quick links to Facebook and our Twitter feed. And to hear the short devotions from our Call to Worship program, subscribe to our podcast while on our website at calltoworship.us. Lives are being changed, Christians edified, built up in the faith, and many are hearing the good news of the gospel for the first time. This can only continue on your station as you invest in the Call to Worship ministries. We are a listener-supported program. Please prayerfully consider making a special gift. Your donation is always important, and especially during these times. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Or if you prefer, your tax-deductible gift can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you. God bless you. And thanks for listening today.
Purpose.
Our goal is to be a valuable part of your worship today. Thank you for listening.
Oh, how we need to thank you for all the things you do. And oh, how we need to listen, understand and learn your ways. Light our way, Lord, right so we won't fall. Teach us to call on you more faithfully.
Closer that I get to you, the farther you seem to be. As I gaze upon your holiness, my faults are all I see. And I wonder how a holy God could love this fallen race. For there's nothing we could ever do to deserve your grace. Light of the world, shine into our darkened hearts. We need to see ourselves the way we really are. Our lives are filled with darkness and we cannot see the truth. reveal our sin and draw us unto you. You're the light of the world. The best of everything we do is worthless in your sight. If we trust in our own righteousness, we're not walking in the light. And the wall that stands between us cannot be broken down until we see our sinfulness. Forgiveness can't be found. Light of the world, shine into our darkened hearts. We need to see ourselves the way we really are. Our lives. Sin and draw us unto you. You're the light of the
On a recent trip to the coast, I couldn't help but notice the stark difference between some very white rocks on the beach against the backdrop of the dark gray sand and other rocks. And as each wave coated them with ocean water, they glistened in the sun, brightly shining within the dark background, just like lights in a dark room. Even though they were outstanding, as I picked up a few, none of them was perfect. They each had some areas of gray streaks. It totally reminded me of us as Christians. Late that night, while my wife and I were walking on the beach, God impressed me with the same concept as I looked up at the stars. Even though there were too many to count, there were some that really stood out against the blackness of space. It was just about midnight, and it was pitch dark. No light from behind us. The only light we could see was from the phosphorus in the crest of the waves. The sparkling, moving light was stunning. And since water is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, it reminds me of how that God is ever present, even in the darkest times and storms of this life. All three of these examples remind me of how we have opportunities to shine for Jesus, just like those rocks. We are lights in creation. Some of us more outstanding than others, and none of them are screaming, "Look at me!" Each just there as God placed them, and they are seen as He wants them to be by those who need to catch a glimpse of that light. We hear about the conditions of this world and how they're often referred to as dark times. Well, the good news of the gospel represents hope for this world. We don't need to be walking around in the dark without hope, not knowing what to do or where to turn. There are people around us who need to know about the love of God. We may not be theologians or have the ability of evangelism, but we can all share what we know. Tell others what Jesus Christ has done in our life. Let them see the light of Jesus in and through us. And, as God directs, tell them of His love. consider the light you have to share as we look into Scripture. After Christ gives the parable of the various soils and results of planting seeds of the gospel, we hear these words in Luke 11:33 and in Luke chapter 8. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, covereth it with a vessel, or putteth it under a bed, but setteth it on a candlestick, so that they which enter in may see the light. When Jesus was on this earth, he declared that he clearly is the source of light. John 8:12. Then spoke Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 9, verse 5, As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Through Christ, we are a reflection of Him, the light of the world. Matthew 5, Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. 1 Peter. So prepare your minds for action and exercise self-control. Put all your hope in the gracious salvation that will come to you when Jesus Christ is revealed to the world. So you must live as God's obedient children. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires. You didn't know any better then. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. For the Scriptures say, You must be holy, because I am holy. Part of the ministry of the priests was to instruct those about being holy. Ezekiel 44. They will teach my people the difference between what is holy and what is common, what is ceremonially clean and unclean. The author of Romans describes holiness as an attribute of those who worship God. Romans 12. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship Him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. We can be the bright white rocks that people see on the beaches of their lives. Others can see our good works as if the sparkling light of crashing waves in the dark of night. And let them see you as a star that stands out from the midnight sky. Dear God, please make it so in our lives. Help us to be clean vessels, a lighthouse, so that others can see your light.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Where is and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight, praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray, for straight is the gate and narrow's the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
On a hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will save. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. Jesus is everybody who lives around me wants to tear the lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. Ain't no use in it standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night. Just in time, I saw the light from that old lighthouse that stands upon the hill. And I thank God. And from the rocks of sin,
our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we're reminded of the spiritual facts that we really are the light of the world. Others need to see our good works to give glory to God, and we are the only Bible that many people will ever read. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, if you're not a believer, please listen. If you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow is not a given, but the offer of salvation is. Please let us know when you make a decision or have questions by mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, you are the light of the world, says Matthew 5, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father.